This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is away. I'm John Idstein.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is facing growing pressure from Republicans to change course in Iraq. In the Senate, Democrats are counting on at least a few Republicans to sign on to an amendment that would order the president to begin removing U.S. troops from Iraq within the next 120 days. Yesterday in Cleveland, Mr. Bush was scheduled to speak about the war, and there were signs he was going to show a new level of flexibility with his war policy, but that's not exactly what happened. Here's NPR White House correspondent David Greene.
It may not be a revolt, but one by one, Republicans are coming out and saying they're jittery about President Bush's war policy. Yesterday, Vice President Dick Cheney held a closed-door lunch with Senate Republicans to talk about the war. But when it was done, Republican Olympia Snowe of Maine was certainly not talking the White House line. She said she plans to vote for a Democratic amendment ordering President Bush to begin drawing down U.S. troops within 120 days. Snowe said she's fed up with the Iraqi government.
We are not prepared to make an indefinite, open-ended commitment to the Iraqis until they decide when they're going to make their political decisions. Our men and women making the military sacrifice, they're not prepared to make the political sacrifice.
One of the sponsors of the amendment, Democrat Carl Levin of Michigan, said the Iraqi government must get the message that if they don't get their act together, U.S. troops are going to leave. Levin said he's also trying to put some heat on the president.
Our goal is maximum pressure on the Iraqi leaders, and we believe also pressure on President Bush to recognize what the American people have long recognized. We got to change course in Iraq.
And there was every sign yesterday the president was ready to talk about a different course. Aides suggested he would arrive in Cleveland and at least mention his desire to bring U.S. troops home as soon as he can. That would make sense. Republicans are beginning to distance themselves from his policy, and polls show a majority of Americans want the war over.
I'm thrilled to be back in Cleveland.
Mr. Bush was speaking to an invited audience in Cleveland. He began by talking about other issues, like energy.
Imagine one day being able to drive your car with hydrogen as its power source and water driblets, as the output of your engine.
Cable news stations were promoting his appearance as a war speech. They began covering him live but broke away around the time he was talking about his visit to a Cleveland company that makes fuel cell components.
So my stop here has been really aimed at heralding technology.
Eventually, Mr. Bush did get to Iraq, and the cable television stations came back to him.
I want to talk about this war we're in. First of all, I regret I had to tell you we're in war.
And he went on. But instead of signaling any change of course, the president sent a stern message to lawmakers that they need to be patient. He said the U.S. ground commander, General David Petraeus, would be reporting on progress in Iraq in September.
I believe Congress ought to wait for General Petraeus to come back and give us assessment of the strategy that he's putting in place before they make any decisions. That's what the American people expect. They expect for military people to come back and tell us how the military operations are going. And that's the way I'm going to play it as the commander-in-chief.
Whether the commander-in-chief likes it or not, Congress has required him to give them a status report this week on how the Iraqi government has been performing, and Mr. Bush said he'll comply. He said it's only an interim report, one that will detail some of the Iraqi government's political shortfalls.
They've asked us to report on 18 different benchmarks. That's what the Congress said in this last supplemental spending bill. They said, come back here and mid-July and give us an interim report as to whether or not any progress is being made in Iraq. And that's what we'll be doing. So at the end of this week, you'll see a progress report on what's been happening in Iraq.
White House aides still say Mr. Bush is contemplating a new war strategy, but he finished his speech in Cleveland yesterday without mentioning it.
Listen, I got to hop. Thanks for your time. God bless.
David Greene, NPR News.
You can read a list of the benchmarks for Iraq established in the Iraq Supplemental Appropriations Bill at npr.org.